This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ideas and strategies for how to be happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. This week, it's a very special episode. Every 10th episode is a very special episode, and this is episode 470. And it also coincides with the 9th anniversary of the podcast. We launched on February 25th, 9 years ago. Very exciting. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, human nature. I'm in my little home office here in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, and for 9 years, my co-host, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and happy anniversary, Gretch.
I know, it's hard to believe that we've been doing this so long. But Elizabeth, the way that this is like a double special, very special episode 470 and an anniversary episode, it reminds me of how sometimes our father's birthday falls on Thanksgiving. It doesn't always, but Some years the dates line up, and that's always kind of special.
Yes, it reminds me of that too.
So a reminder, the workshop. I've got my workshop coming up on Leap Day, February 29th. Limited spots are available. You can celebrate Determination Day and Leap Day by really focusing in on the new habits that you want to create for the new year. It could be habits that are tough because they're a little bit arduous, and it can also be habits that are tough because they're fun. Sometimes it's just as hard to form a fun habit as a harder habit. I cannot wait to unleash my happiness bully and talk to everybody about what they're doing. You can find out more information at happiercast.com/workshop.
Yay.
So now let's dive in. Okay, it is so much fun to go back through the year.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of our favorite try this at homes from the past year.
Yes, Gretch, hit me with some of your favorite tips from the year.
In episode 421, we talked about different ways to look around a museum, which of course, since I go to the Met every single day, that was really exciting for me. I love that. I also wrote an article with 35 ways to look at art, if people are interested in that. I'll post a link in the show notes.
And Gretchen, I have been amazed this year at how many people have emailed us about going to museums and specifically going to the Met.
Yes.
And how now whenever they go to the Met, they think of you and they're often looking out to see if they see you there.
And a couple times people have come up to me, which is always so exciting. I know, I love the idea that I'm associated with that. That is so much fun.
It is. Yeah, you and the kids from the Mixed Up Files, Scratch.
Oh my gosh, one of my all-time favorite books. Yes, from the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Baisley Frank Weller. Another Five Senses-related hack, because this was the year that my book, Life in Five Senses, came out. There are a lot of sensory hacks and try this at homes. I love the try this at home of try it by 25, because this is something that I feel like I haven't really seen elsewhere, which is there's the observation that often if you haven't tried a cuisine and enjoyed it, or you haven't listened to a kind of music by the time you're 25 and enjoyed it, you typically do not develop a taste for it later, just because of the way the brain takes on the shapes of what it expects. So I thought that was a very clever, I tried this at home, that we suggested, which only works if you're under 25, but it kind of explains why maybe it's hard to adopt new tastes later. And then finally, another one that I really loved was the strategy of unpairing. Because in Better Than Before, my book about habit change, I talk about the strategy of pairing. Elizabeth, you're a big fan of the strategy of pairing.
Yes. I love, for instance, pairing watching the Real Housewives shows with being on the treadmill or walking a dog and listening to one of my favorite podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. So I had thought about the strategy of pairing a lot, but then I hadn't really noticed the obvious counterpart, which is there's also the strategy of unpairing when you very deliberately break a pair. So for instance, I've heard from people where they had paired scrolling through their phone with like getting into bed at night. And then once you realize, oh, I've paired these two things, you can very deliberately unpair them. For instance, by like, okay, I'm going to put my phone away far from my bed so I can't be in bed and on my phone.
Yeah. Or there's like eating ice cream and watching TV. People say, if you want to have ice cream, go sit at the table and have a bowl of ice cream on its own. Don't do it while you're eating. That gets into the mindlessness.
Yeah, it's funny because there's the strategy of convenience and the strategy of inconvenience. And in Better Than Before, I understood that you could use it one way or the other. And for some reason, with the strategy of pairing, I didn't think about unpairing. So that was kind of a new wrinkle for me. But how about you, Elizabeth? What were some of your favorite Try This at Homes from year eight?
Well, I loved in episode 435, we talked about cultivating everyday luxuries.
Oh, yes.
And we asked people to send in their ideas of everyday luxuries, which was so much fun because once I thought of something as a luxury, it became more luxurious.
Yes.
So many people talked about ice. Yes. Different kinds of ice being luxuries.
Okay, so Elizabeth, side note. So the best ice in the world clearly is Winstead's ice, right? This is one of the reasons that 100%. Winstead's is so great. It's just the ice. And I said to our mother, I was like, oh yeah, Winstead's ice. And she's like, oh, I never noticed the ice. I'm like, are you kidding? It is the best ice
in
the world.
How could you not notice that?
And now she notices it.
She clearly has never chewed ice.
Yes.
Because that, if you've ever chewed it, you would notice.
It's the best ice. I will post a link. We posted about this somewhere on Facebook. So I'll post a link if people are interested in kind of reviewing a lot of everyday luxuries. Because you're right. When you identify something as an everyday luxury, it feels more luxurious just by the fact that someone's pointed it out. Yeah. Okay, what else?
I love, Gretchen, for the first time this year, we talked about the happier trifecta.
Yeah, we had never had a term.
And the happier trifecta includes three things. Our word of the year. So, you know, this year mine is book and yours is revisit.
Yeah.
Another part of the happier trifecta is our 24 for 24 list.
Yes.
And then the third thing is our yearly challenge. Yes.
Right. For this year, it's write 24 in 24 with the new angle that you can do 2 to 4 minutes of writing or 24 minutes of writing. There's two tracks you can follow. We love giving something like a name, like an official term. So I'm very excited that happier trifecta now has a name. What else?
Well, then, Gretch, I love, this is one relating to you. I loved our talking about metaphors for an empty nest.
Yes.
So you are now officially a so-called empty nester.
Yes.
But you decided you wanted to come up with a new term.
Yes.
And again, we asked people to send in ideas. There were so many great ideas, like playground and open sea.
Yes.
And so many different ones. You landed on open door.
Yes, because the door is open. People are coming. People are going. They're leaving. We're leaving. People are coming back. So I like that idea of just kind of like in and out. But that was really interesting. I think that was a good creative challenge to think about other ways to frame the empty nest.
And then another one I loved because it was just whimsical was the think of ideas for X is the new Y. Like Halloween is the new Christmas. Because again, it was just fun with listening to people's suggestions.
Yes, it was just like a sort of a great creative prompt and people came up with such great things. You know, one, Elizabeth, that came up later that I think we never made it onto the list was that Silicon Valley executives are the new Hollywood executives.
So true. Yeah. So
true. Yeah. No, it was people's creativity was really wonderful.
Well, and it was very cultural. I mean, it really put a spotlight on different things in culture that were fun to think about. And once people say it, you realize it.
Yes.
All right, Gretch, coming up, we're going to talk about some of our favorite hacks, and later we'll hear what listeners enjoyed this year. But first, this break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, Gretch, we're back with our favorite hacks from this year. You know, this year we realized a bunch of very special episodes that included hacks.
Yes, we went really far into the hacks. Elizabeth, I kind of hadn't realized that as we were going along, but looking back, I'm like, we had some great hack roundups.
Yes.
This was a really good year for hack roundups. For instance, of course, Five Senses, episode 420 was hacks for using the five senses to make our lives happier, healthier, more productive, more creative. Those were super fun and super creative, I think. Of course, I'm a huge fan of that topic, so that was especially fun for me.
Yeah, and then in 430, we talked about hacks for making entertaining easier and more fun, which, Gretch, you know I love because I'm always trying to get in the habit of entertaining. It's a struggle. So I love all these hacks, and I've been using these hacks too.
That was advice that we really needed to get. And then in 450, this was also something that I was really excited to hear from listeners as well, was hacks for performance. So this is like times when people need to get up in front of an audience and give a report or lead a meeting. There were a lot of hacks about how to be interesting, how to stay calm. And that was because I was getting ready to go on my book tour for Life in Five Senses. So I thought, well, how can I make this easier and better?
Yeah. And then, Gretch, one I loved was check your passport.
Yeah.
And also your driver's license. It's like, if you're planning a trip, make sure that everything is up to date. And remember that with your passport, it may have to be valid for 6 months past your traveling date.
Yeah, this was episode 442. And I just heard a terrifying story from a friend who let her driver's license, which was an out-of-town driver's license, expire. And it's one of these things where had she done it in a timely way, she would have saved herself so much annoyance. Ugh. And I heard this story, and of course, I immediately looked at my own driver's license, and I'm fine till 2029, which was a huge relief. But everybody, just like take a second, check every passport and driver's license of the people in your household. You will not regret it, because you may find out that you need to kick it into gear more than you realized.
Yeah, and remember, kids' passports only last 5 years.
Adults, yes.
I think after 16, last 10 years.
Passes in a flash, and that's how I got caught.
Yes.
If you want to hear that whole story, listen to episode 442. Yes. But yes, I learned that bitter lesson the hard way. Here's a hack, Elizabeth, that I love. I invented this hack. It's related to the five senses, and I just think it's such an ingenious solution for a problem that I didn't know I had. So this is in episode 425, to close your eyes while you're trying on an outfit in a dressing room. Because what I realized looking at my clothes was that I had a lot of clothes. When I looked at the clothes that I didn't wear, like failed purchases, they were often a very beautiful color, or there was something about it that appealed to me visually, but they either didn't fit properly or they were like scratchy or too tight or uncomfortable in some way. And I realized it's because in the brain, sight trumps. For most people, we're more persuaded by the way something looks than by other sensory information. And I realized that's what was happening to me. I'm actually extremely touch sensitive, but in the kind of flurry of a changing room, I didn't pause to take in that information. So now when I'm trying something on, I shut my eyes and think to myself, okay, I'm not distracted by, I love this beautiful purple color. how does this thing feel in my body? Because if it doesn't feel right, in the end, I won't wear it.
Yep.
So I love that one.
Another hack I love, Gretchen, is in 451, I talked about brands of running shoes that my podiatrist recommended.
Oh, boy.
And we heard so much. Yes. And people writing in saying, tell me again, what were those brands?
Yes.
So I'm going to repeat them one more time.
Yes.
This is just my podiatrist thinks that this will make your feet much more comfortable. And it worked for me. The brands she recommended were Brooks, Hoka, and Saucony. And I have Sauconys, and they have changed my life.
That was part of the fun of that discussion in 451. It was just, it was one of those rare occasions where the simplest, most obvious solution worked like a charm.
Yes.
And you were bracing yourself for years of fussing with this, and it just went away. So yes, that was a happiness hack triumph. And then in episode 454, I did this 20 minutes ago. This is a hack that everybody should remember at all times, which is, every time you get up and leave someplace, it's a subway car, it's a restaurant, it's your desk, it's a friend, it's, you know, you're sitting around a friend's dining table. Turn around, look behind you. Just make it a habit, because you will find that your hat fell on the ground, which is what just happened to me in the subway, or you left your sunglasses behind, or your reading glasses, or your scarf fell off the chair, or whatever. Look behind us every single time.
Yes, you will never regret it.
You will never regret it. And now for highlights. Let's talk about some of the highlights, Elizabeth. What are some of the highlights of this year?
Well, one for me, this is another very special episode. I loved our special episodes this year.
Yes.
In 440, we talked about regrets, which I just found really moving and interesting.
Yeah.
And people had such profound things to say.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed that. Made me feel like I was really getting to know people.
I wonder if we should do that again. That feels like let a couple years go by and do it again. That was that would be really worth revisiting.
Yes.
I learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
And then something just much more light and whimsical, Elizabeth. I left in 449 where we were talking about Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
And our deep nostalgia for Pop-Tarts and how fun it was to, like, we were in the drugstore in Kansas City and, like, our eyes bugged wide. It's like, Pop-Tarts, just like our grandparents used to buy for us.
Yes, which led to us starting this whole thing of doing taste tests, which I guess are on social media.
Yeah.
We did Marmite at Christmas. Yeah.
We did Marmite wrong, turns out. We did not understand.
We ate too much. Too much Marmite. That was had a very dramatic impact. I tasted M-berries.
Yes.
This is sort of adjacent to tasting smelling salts. You opened a smelling salt in front of my nose. That was also dramatic.
I was afraid you were going to, like, fall out of your chair onto the kitchen floor.
I've always wondered. Now I get why they wake people
up. We've all wondered.
Can people look at those, Scratch, if they go to your social media?
I'll try to find it. I make no guarantees, but if I can find the links, I will put it in the show notes.
Okay.
But yeah. But Elizabeth, another one of the favorites, I don't even know where this came up, but remember when we were talking about the fact that you and I both realized for the first time that I have lived in my apartment in New York City, not even just New York City, but this particular apartment, and you have lived in LA longer than we lived in Kansas City.
Yes, that's so bonkers because Kansas City just looms so large.
Yes, it feels like half of my life.
Yes. And then, Gretchen, of course, a highlight for this year, which turned into a bonus episode, was your commencement address at Eleanor's high school graduation.
Yes, that was a personal milestone. That was so fun. Yeah, so I got a recording of that, and I'll post a link to that. It's in the show if you want to listen to the commencement speech I gave.
Yeah, we were all there for that. Got some great photos. You wore my favorite green dress.
Yes, I do love that dress. And my gold shoes, that was fun. And then there was another bonus episode that was an excerpt from my book, Life in Five Senses. So if people wanted to get a sense of the book or hear me reading the audiobook, I'll post a link to that as well. It's funny, Elizabeth, I was cleaning up my office and I just came across a sheet. Well, it was many, many sheets, which was all of the hard words to pronounce, which my director sent to me in advance so I could practice all the hard to pronounce words.
Ah.
Turns out there were a lot of hard to pronounce words in that book. I did not realize it.
Yeah. And then Gretchen, you had two new quizzes this year. You love a quiz. You have two new ones.
Well, I actually have three new ones. I had the What's Your Neglected Sense quiz, which I love, tells you your neglected sense, which is then you know what to lean into to get more pleasure and comfort and adventure out of life. There's the habits for happiness quiz, because people are always saying to me, what's the one new habit that I should form if I want to be happier? And I'm always like, I don't know, it depends. And that's not satisfying. So now they can take this quiz and find out the answer. And then I have kind of for more holiday time, I had the gift giving quiz.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. That's not as significant a quiz, but it's still a fun quiz. So they're all on my site, GretchenRubin.com/quiz. They were really fun to do, all of them.
Yeah, they're fun to take as well.
Yeah.
All right, Gretch, coming up, we are going to hear what listeners enjoyed this year. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Gretchen Rubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Gretchen Rubin.
Okay, Gretch, we're back talking about our favorite things from Happier with Gretchen Rubin this year. And here's what listeners had to say. This comes from Ronnie, who says, finding out I was a rebel helped me to understand so much about myself and my life. We hear that from many rebels.
Well, and speaking of quiz, there's a quiz for that, too. If you don't know if you're an upholder, questioner, obliger, rebel, take the quiz, the four tendencies quiz. Seema said, look for something in the most obvious place. Oh, my goodness. This is so key. I just had this problem with a set of keys. If you don't know where something is, look very, very hard where you think it should be, because often it's actually there.
Allie said, when you discussed your personality dropping away, that was kind of an eerie moment you had, Gretch.
Yeah, I just all of a sudden was like the part of my personality that has ambition just went away. And it was like being a person without the backpack of ambition on my back. And it was one of the strangest experiences of my life. And then it left, and then it came back like 15 seconds later, it was strange. I'm glad to hear that it resonated with her. That's interesting. Gusco3 said, I know it's not from this year, but the one-minute rule has really made such a big difference in my life. Oh, that's not, we hear that from a lot of people, yes. That that's a really helpful hack. Yeah.
Sarah said, I downloaded a Don't Break the Chain app in December, and I floss now. Yay. Flossing yes. has been a topic in general.
Yes.
But yeah, the Don't Break the Chain is a great way to do a good habit.
Yeah, which you can do in the Happier app. I have the Don't Break the Chain tracker. Big, big fan, because many people love a streak. And listen, I have to give you kind of a drive-by gold star, because it was your struggles with flossing that got me to floss. And it seems like maybe we inspired Sarah to floss. So more flossing yes. for all.
Dentists will be happy.
Yes, dentists will be happy. And then we heard from Devin, and then from so many people, about the Clear the Decks episode in episode 443, and then the Deck the Halls episode later, which was a more happier. Listen, for people who haven't listened yes. to the decks, what are we going to call these? Like, on deck, we're going to do more of them because they're so popular. Explain yes. our theory here.
So Clear the Decks was an episode where we asked people to, as they listen to the episode, pause and go do the thing that we were talking about and then come back and keep listening.
Yes.
If they so chose. Yeah. They could also just listen, yeah. obviously. And it was a list of all of the things that you can do, most of them very quickly, within a couple of minutes, yes. to just get them off your plate.
Right. For instance, a great one for the next time we do it is go around your house and check every expiration date on every passport and every driver's
yes.
license. Like, that's the kind of thing that it was. Something
yes.
that you could just, like, go do and come back.
It would be like, go unsubscribe from an email list you don't want to be on.
Yes, exactly.
Things that you could do quickly. And people really loved it. And yeah. then we had the idea of doing it for Christmas, and people suggested yeah. calling it Deck the Halls, which was so fun,
yes.
where yeah. before the holiday season, we had yeah. a list of things to do to prepare for the holiday season, and we did the same thing.
Yes.
And again, it was very popular.
Yes. And those were super fun for us to do.
Yeah.
We weren't sure, Elizabeth. You know, we were like, what are people going to think of this? So that was really, really fun.
Yes.
And then also featured resources. One of the things, now that we've been doing it for 9 years, we've talked about a lot of resources. And so just to remind people of things that they can get for free, go to GretchenRubin.com/resources or happiercast.com/resources. There is so much there. So for instance, if you're doing Write 24 and 24, you can get just like a one-page calendar where you can do a Don't Break the Chain for every date. And thank you to everybody who pointed out that it originally did not have February 29th in 2024 is a leap year. So it is now fixed. So if you like a Don't Break the Chain tracker for Write 24 and 24, you can get that. You can get the Calendar of Catalysts. Love a Calendar of Catalysts. There's a checklist for habit change. This really goes with Better Than Before. Like, if you've read Better Than Before and you know about the 21 strategies of habit change, this helps you think through, for a particular habit, how can you use multiple strategies? Because often when something is a little bit of a challenging habit, it makes really good sense, and it's actually not that hard to use multiple strategies. And so this kind of makes that easy to think through.
And then we have our bingo card, Gretchen.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Speaking of deck yes. the halls, deck the halls,
yes.
clear the decks, a kitchen clearing, desk
yep.
cleaning. You have all sorts of fun bingo cards.
If you like the deck episodes, or in the Happier app, if you like the spin the wheel challenges, you like the bingo cards. There are discussion guides for my books. There are tips lists for reading better than before and working better than before, because those are practices that a lot of people are always sort of working on. A lot of our listeners want to read more, which we love, because we're always trying to read more. And then just working more effectively, I feel like everybody wants to do that. And then, of course, you can request a signed book plate. This is U.S. and Canada only because of mailing costs, but there's a place there where if you want a free signed book plate for yourself or for someone else, you can request them there.
So many resources.
And we have a new resource, too. To celebrate the 9th anniversary, we have another bingo card, right? When do we hit too many yes. bingo cards?
Never.
Possibly soon. Never. That's the spirit. This features some of the really deep listener hacks. If you have really been listening, or maybe you're a new listener and you want to see like how much do you know, but there are things on this bingo card that I think will resonate with people
yes.
who have been listening. I believe the pet egg Yes. Makes an appearance.
Yes, it does.
You can print it off. Yeah. And if you do it, share it on Instagram and Facebook, because we really want to know what have people done.
Yes. Many probably haven't used the pet egg, but I have. So I can mark that off my bingo card.
But Alyssa, every time we're in it, again, back to the drugstore, we often spend time in drugstores together, yes. I'm realizing now. Every time we walk by a pet egg, I pull it off the shelf and like take a picture of you with the pet egg. We have like a whole gallery.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Let us know if there's something that particularly resonated with you that we forgot to mention or something that we did mention. Let us know on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. This is a very special episode and an anniversary episode. It's episode 470. So go to happiercast.com/470 for everything related to this episode.
And Gretch, finally, we want to give just a big gold star, no demerit this week, just a gold star to all of you listeners for listening and for engaging with us, sending in all of your ideas and your questions. We love it. We can't get enough. And then another gold star for everyone who's taken the time to rate, review, follow, and unpause.
Yeah, we so appreciate that. And here's a challenge, if you want a challenge, in honor of our 9th anniversary. If you are a fan of this show, email or text a link to the show to 9 friends or family or coworkers who you think would enjoy the show. Because as you hear us say, that is how most people discover the show.
Yes.
If you do it, email us at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and I will personally say gold star to you. Thank you. Because we really, really appreciate it. If you reach out to 9 people.
Yes, we do.
Honor system.
Yeah.
And for resources, it's all the resources we were talking about before. Just go to happiercast.com/resource. You get the bingo cards, readings, discussion guides, all the things. The wedding and memorial service readings, Elizabeth, we forgot even to mention that. And you can print off the special 9th anniversary bingo card and see how you do. Elizabeth, what are we reading?
I am still reading My Name is Barbara by Barbara Streisand.
And I am reading The Essays of Warren Buffett, edited by Lawrence Cunningham. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Thank you for listening. Listeners, you make us so happy.
So happy. Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Instagram and Threads at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, take us up on the 9th anniversary challenge. Tell 9 people about the show. We will appreciate it.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. So, Elizabeth, think back to when we started this. Do you think we ever in a million years thought we would be doing it 9 years later?
No. I mean, I can remember, as I've said, like I was in Hawaii when it debuted. And in a million years, I did not think 9 years later we would be sitting here having our 9th anniversary episode. But now I am thinking we are going to get to 10. So we have to think, what are we doing for our 10th anniversary? We have to start thinking about that now.
No, I'm so glad you pointed that out. Yes. Okay. Much to ponder. From the Onward Project.